This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring that there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes that operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Israel has insisted it has a plan to protect those civilians. In a video statement Monday, Netanyahu said that Rafah operation is essential for victory. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday that the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
Again, that is White House National Security spokesman John Kirby. Germany is strongly rejecting a case brought by Nicaragua at the United Nations top court, accusing Berlin of facilitating breaches of the Geneva Convention and international humanitarian law by providing arms and other support to Israel and its deadly assault on Gaza. Christian Tams, a member of Germany's legal team, told the 16-judge panel at the International Court of Justice on Tuesday that the minute we look closely, Nicaragua's accusations fall apart. Nicaragua urged judges Monday to call a halt to German military aid to Israel, arguing that Berlin's support enables acts of genocide. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed seven Iranian military officials, including two generals. It was reiterated of Tehran's vows that it will respond to the attack, widely blamed on Israel, that appear to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which supports military groups fighting Israel in Gaza and along its border with Lebanon. The attack that killed the General Mohammad Reza Zahidi, a senior military official in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force, worsened fears of the war spiraling into the rest of the Middle East. The Biden administration has insisted that it had no advance knowledge of that airstrike. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet Japan's Fumio Kishida amid shared concerns about China and differences on U.S. steel deal. AP correspondent Mari Yamaguchi reports that President Biden is holding that summit with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Monday, and the leaders are expected to discuss upgrades to the military relationship.
Kishida has pushed sweeping changes fortifying Japanese defense capabilities since taking office in 2021. Biden and Kishida are expected to discuss a plan to modernize their military command structures so they can better operate together, and will also agree to promote defense industry cooperation, including co-production of weapons.
That is AP correspondent Mari Yamaguchi reporting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas is reporting on another month of record heat globally.
You may have had some cold days last month, but for Earth as a whole, March was the hottest March on record. Data from the European Climate Agency, Copernicus, shows temperatures averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius worldwide, topping the previous record from 2016 by a tenth of a degree. Compared with the late 1800s, before the burning of fossil fuels began scaling up, it was warmer by 1.68 degrees, and March was the 10th month in a row to set a heat record. Climate scientists attribute most of that to human-caused climate change, from carbon dioxide and methane emissions produced by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.